A year after flying solo, the Sycamus Eagles are returning to the nest. The team has been housed in the Eagles' nest since 2020 due to the pandemic but went back to individual billet homes this season. The organization has since realized they need a combination of the two housing options. So team governor Sheila DeVost attended the February 12th council meeting to discuss once again leasing the facility on an annual basis. What we're suggesting is that we actually will take over the responsibility of that building on an annual basis, that we will probably only house 10 boys there because that was by far one of the most challenging things was the lack of privacy, the lack of space, she explained. So if we could house 10, and we could probably find 15 out, that would be great. She added that the lease would be for the full season from September through to March if they make the playoffs. Then, in the off-season, we would do everything we can to bring other activities and usage to that building, DeVost said, giving camps, workshops and other meetings as examples. Revenue from that, she added, would be profit shared with the district. In the proposal, DeVost suggested the team pay $3,500 a month to cover rent and utilities for the first year, then revisit in January before budget talks to discuss keeping that format or moving to a year-round rental agreement. As for the players staying in the nest, DeVost said, there would be a big screening process who would be in there. But added they would also have supervision on site as well. Given that the building sat empty this year, DeVost acknowledged the district already has some short-term rental agreements in place, such as with minor softball, and therefore wouldn't look to start the lease until July. The proposal met with unanimous support from council, which was happy to have the team back in the roost, and the building being utilized and generating revenue. I certainly support this, Cowan. Ian Bailey said, adding that it would be a win-win. We've struggled here at council to try to figure out what to do with this. It was originally designed for hockey, it should stay hockey. Council approved a motion directing staff to work on drafting an agreement with the Eagles so, as Chief Financial Officer Bianca Colonna said, they can get it in the 2025 budget.